When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today might be the first day of fall camp, but tomorrow is conference call day for Bill.
With yes,
first
it is.
That's right. It's a big day.
It? What time is it?
Let's coddle.
What's time?
What's that? 10:44.
On the dot. Not on 45, dot. 44.
Is this a video conference or just...
What's that? Just phone. I got a phone call. Go ahead with your... I'm sorry.
First Rate Ag, full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 25 years in business. Reach out at 308-995-8327 or firstrateag.com.
Ben has joined in.
Yes, Ben's joined in.
Ben Look
was,
at Ben.
Ben was checked. Now. He wasn't really checked out, but he wasn't checked in with what was going on the show. Had no idea. I asked him what was in the last segment. He goes, he couldn't recall anything.
He was just yapping over there.
He's over there.
He did the First Rate Ag thing. Two index fingers up.
Yes, he got it fired up about
that. Dialed in.
So I got a photo from Parker. Look at that.
Ooh.
Isn't it nice to get a morning ag photo?
Parker's just here.
Yes.
No, that was
no,
Trevor.
That's Trevor. Completely
Trevor,
wrong
Trevor
company.
Bex, yes. Parker, First Rate Ag.
They all tie together. I get that. But
Parker should come here sometime. Yes, he really should.
So right now he's coddling the beans.
That wasn't Ickes. That was just
the soybeans.
Ickes, Parker.
Soybeans is what's going on right now. And there is going to be... There is going to be a summit.
A summit?
Yes.
A soybean summit?
No, Ickes is getting together with Trevor and with Parker. The three are taking over kind of the state of Nebraska in agriculture.
About time.
But it's nice to get the photo today from Parker of the soybeans and just the sun coming up. Oh, it's
That's
incredible.
Parker that sent that.
Parker sent that.
Trevor was just here.
Trevor is just
you
here.
You got some hats.
And Ickes, we know.
And we know, yes.
And they're all getting together.
They're all the getting summit. Together for a summit of
it's
agriculture.
It's kind of a young guy summit.
It is a young guy summit, yes. I wonder what kind of music they'll play. What they'll have.
I'll Wait by Van Halen.
No.
That's their walk-up music,
there's
right?
No, there's no chance. There's no chance. Although we're a little taken back because Trevor's from Nebraska and had no idea where Columbus Lakeview was.
That's true. He said
it's
that.
Okay.
Yeah, he said that.
I'm not bad mouthed.
He's from McCook, and he said he drove through Winnebago for the first time in his lifetime last weekend to go to Minneapolis.
Bill, you're not going
to
like this, but it's just real, okay?
Is it breaking news?
No,
okay.
It's not. John Mabry, who was the sports editor at the Lincoln Journal-Star, the esteemed John Mabry.
He called you Paps.
Called me Paps.
I like that nickname. Yes.
He gave All Weight an 11 and called it a Van Halen classic.
Okay, I have great respect for him, but as a person and as a yes, but disagree with that. Music wise, that's fine. Thank you for the soybean update from Parker.
Yes. Parker, Trevor, and Adam.
Yes. That's right. That's
names
the
to
summit.
Know.
Yes. The summit.
The summit.
It is time. Without further ado, for Bill's Thrills on a Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today.
The market's been good, and if you're tied in with these guys, you're rolling in cash. I love it's free money is fun. Making money.
I like
when
free money.
Making money while you sleep, and that's what they do.
God
that's
dang it.
Go ahead, take a nap, wake up, have more money. Yeah. Think about that.
That's how a good life
that,
right there.
That's what Scott. That's what they build for you. That's what those guys do there. Take a nap, wake up with more money.
Is that the slogan of the company?
It's one of their slogans, yes. It's one of their main slogans.
I like that.
Take a nap, slogan. Wake up with more money. It's incredible.
Made Plains Advisors.
Yes.
What do you got for us today, Bill?
Well,
on this Wednesday.
It's technically, you always say it's them fighting the words. It really isn't, but some things to discuss,
okay,
to lock in on. I think it might be educational-wise for us. It'll be a good House versus the NCAA.
Okay.
When they say House, that House is a person that has had this settlement that settled in somewhere between $2.7 billion of money going backwards. So should have solved a lot of the red tape with the NIL and collectives, correct? Oh, my. Not even close. Ross Dellinger talked to me about this. I've done more research on this. The things that are going to go on is incredible. So collectives will still exist. Collectives will still exist. You're going to be able to pay $22.5 million out of your own pocket, which money you have to raise to tie it into NIL to have that money. But the collectives are still there. But they're trying to wrap their arms around the collectives. So now there's going to be, listen to this one, Steve. Now there's going to be a grandmaster. And the grandmaster is like the version of the clearinghouse. And the grandmaster is going to be someone that's going to oversee the collectives to make sure that all of the payments are direct NIL, which means they have to prove that it was NIL, not just pay for play. And there's going to be a mediator that's going to be the one that's going to determine this. Do you understand how complicated that is?
Grandmaster?
Grandmaster is what
it's
he's
cool
called.
Title.
It's a grandmaster, basically. And they're going to oversee University of Tennessee, Nebraska, K-State, whoever. And so what they're trying to come up with is how do we... First of all, NIL cannot go away legally. You can never say there's just no more NIL. No. That's been shot down by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. You can make money off your name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. What obviously started to happen was there was just money was just going out, and it's like, well, how did you get that money? When you sit down and like I said, you have a meeting, how did you get that money? So now there's going to be
a grandmaster.
A grandmaster.
Or there's going to be several grandmasters.
Well, there'll be several. It'll just be one. There'll be several. Oh. Then they have to determine. Now, and then here comes the gray part. How do you determine something like, yeah, we had him come out to the car dealership and we gave him $500,000 because we value that as that's going to make us $1 million worth of sales over the year. And we think $500,000 is a great invest. So whatever it is, you can always try to justify it. And one person or the NCAA now has to be, now they're back into enforcement of how are they going to do this and name it. And everyone's going to push the envelope.
Oh,
everyone's
no doubt.
The envelope will be pushed to no end.
Yeah.
And so the complication
of
still what's going on. So every day, so that rule went through. House versus the NCAA. Okay, that's going to help some. They're going to sell this, da-da-da-da-da, this stuff. Now we're going to add this version to try to wrap their arms around. So there's somewhat of a, not only a salary cap, but where someone's saying, no, they did this. They did something for the ticket, and they got paid for that. That's mm-hmm. their name, image, and likeness for what they did. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how complicated this still is going to be?
No, it's ridiculous.
This is like, so this is more of an education to the fans of what's going on. So the collective of what's going on at the initiative of 1890 is still ginormous because this is all above and beyond. It's still going to come down to, because some places, like I said, most likely all the Power Four will all have the money because of the TV revenue. They'll have the $20 million to be able to pay out. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to be who has the on top of money.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably where the star players come in a lot of the time.
That's where things are going to happen. But there is, if I have time, I have no more time for an interesting story.
Yes.
So if you have, I think it's Najee, if I say it right, Kanade from the softball player from Stanford. Okay.
Najee Kanade.
Now, BJ's her brother, who I knew extremely well. I recruited him out of Kansas, and he ended up going to Cal, but she goes to Stanford. So I knew her very well during this recruiting process. Talking to her dad about, you know, she was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Kansas, goes to Stanford, number one player on the board. She just went to Texas Tech for a little over $1 million as a pitcher.
Really?
Softball pitcher. listening to the pundits, the highest number they had ever heard for a player was $175,000 in softball. Hmm. She went to Texas Tech, who's never been a factor in college softball. They've only been to the NCAA tournament. They've never been to the World Series. Mm-hmm. They had a losing record last year.
So where'd that money come from?
But that, I think the last name is Sellers. They're billionaires.
Oh, okay.
His wife played softball at Texas Tech, and she would like to have a softball team at Texas Tech. So they decided, well, let's do it. Think about what that opened up, where all of a sudden you would never think right now that the number one, quarterback in the portal was Dylan Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
And to all of a sudden think that he just went to Northwestern. Think about
that. No, I've thought about it. I've thought about what if there's like a incredibly wealthy Wyoming alum who just said, I want Wyoming volleyball to be a powerhouse. And I will pay whatever I have to pay.
And it just started. This started with...
So Texas Tech's kind of doing that now. I wouldn't be surprised if that person says, well, we got a pitcher. We better get some other players.
Yeah. And they're like, well, how can we start this off? Where in what sport? There's only one sport where one position can actually take over a team.
A pitcher.
A pitcher because of the rotation of the arm, they get a pitch more in.
This is all unfolding kind of like I envisioned. This could happen at Toledo, by the way.
Absolutely. We've caught on the show, we've talked about it.
Right.
If someone just says, you know what we're going to be? We're going to be something right here, and we're going to make this.
We're going to challenge Ohio State.
And there's
I'll pay $50 million.
The Sellers have started involved with gas and energy of some sort. That he natural sold his gas. First company for $2.6 billion, started a new one up, sold it for $6 billion, which means he's doing something else. So he's probably got $10, $12 billion put away.
He's got $50
million. And he decided, like, you know what? Let's have some fun. Let's go play. Do you think it bothered him?
No.
He made $1 million yesterday.
Yesterday. He's got $50 million to finance a team.
Easily.
A team. So imagine having that person. Just think of that. Who's one of the biggest players right now?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oregon.
Right.
They've got Phil Nye. He's worth $45 billion.
Yeah.
He's worth $45
There's
billion.
There's nothing
dollars.
That would stop Bowling Green from having that.
Nothing would stop. Because if all of a sudden it's like, we're going to put a basketball team together, we're going to pay, each one's going to be $2.8 mm-hmm. million. The whole team gets that.
This is great. This is great that Texas Tech is doing that, because I figured there would be outliers. Yes. There'd be kind of outposts that would, you know, there's rich people all over the place. Somebody would just throw their money.
Numerous people I know that they didn't take the bet. I heard it on another one. I think Cannell was one where he was like, she's going to Oklahoma. And I believe he said, I'm going to quote him, that he would take Oklahoma over the field, which means, and then remember now in the SEC, there's 13 teams that play softball. All 13 went to the NCAA tournament. They have 13 teams. All 13 went. So there's other teams that are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, like that, but it's like, no, I was going to Oklahoma. She went to Texas Tech.
Okay, that's
they had a losing record in the Big 12. You never even heard of them.
That's super interesting. Because she went there because of the $1 million.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I just wonder what would stop an SEC team from saying, well, we'll give you $1 million, too. You can come and win a national championship.
Somebody has to be the one that runs the.
Now it's possible that's easier said than done.
And this would be one where it comes back to the grandmaster. Mm-hmm. So the grandmaster is going to say, "Hold it! So you're getting this from name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. You haven't played there. You don't mm-hmm. play at Texas Tech. What is your name, image, and she does have. You know, she was the player of the year.
Right.
She was the player of the year. So she has
a resume.
She has a resume to do that. But it just makes it so. Because you imagine again going back. That somebody's have to sit down and go over, okay, let me see all your NIL, and was this legit?
Grandmaster.
The grandmaster
to do that. This is interesting. I don't know that I have any problem with it. I don't know that it matters if you have
a problem. It just seems like everyone says the same thing. It's going to be like, there's going to be some people going like, hey, listen, speed limit's 55, stay at 55. Some are going to just go just below it. Some are going to just like we normally do. Speed limit's 55, keep her about 62. No one's going to pull you over. You're fine. And there's some going to be going like, you know what? Just rip her down about 91 and see what happens until something comes
it's
down.
It's not very collegiate. That's the thing.
It's not collegiate, but it's interesting how they're trying to wrap their arms around it. And the story at Texas Tech.
That's a great story.
Is remarkable. And that family is a remarkable family. I had a chance to know that family.
Sellers.
Not the Sellers.
The candidate.
Sellers, yes. I'd like to know them a lot. They're worth billions of dollars. Sure, I'd love to
so
know
would
them.
I.
He played football for Leach at Tech, and then she played softball there.
I don't know that I have a... See, this is what I wonder. Do people have a problem with this? With this scenario at Texas Tech?
Well, what it does, it opens up things a lot for every school now. It's going like, hang on. We're viable.
If we have the alum and we have some money. Yeah, interested alums.
What happens? What would have happened? I'm sure they tried. Who knows what went on at Nebraska? I have no idea. What if all of a sudden she came to Nebraska and you had Jordy Ball and her, you had two pitchers? There's a chance you're going to the College World Series. There's a chance you could win it. Right. There really is. If you had two of them.
Yeah, all it would take was somebody saying, well, we'll give you $1.5 million.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure there's a storyline behind it because they don't interview her and have her say, well, I took the million. That's not the case.
You don't see that a lot.
So you don't know what's going on there, but I highly doubt that there's a Texas Tech connection that would make me like, well, yeah, that's always been my dream school, or I've always had a connection there.
The question I have will be is if somebody else enters the sweepstakes, you know, would somebody else enter the sweepstakes? And you'd say, well, why would I go to Texas Tech when I can go make $1 million at a contender? You know, that's what I want.
She can make them a contender, though, and say, I was the reason
why. That's true.
Yeah. Picture like the year Raiola, I raised them up. Exactly.
Like their version of Dylan Raiola, right. I guess.
But $1 million.
Damn.
That's a lot of money softball.
Rolling
it out. Just a kid making a mill.
I mean, because the reason that it stands out, I mean, it's not because of softball, because of the sport. It's because of the revenue base of a sport.
They don't make
any money. And so that's a different deal.
I don't know about all this.
That is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. It's time to play the game. Yeah, I was trying to get to it, but we had a good conversation going. So
sorry about that.
This is our final game show before the new season
begins
tomorrow.
We need to go
out
a winner, Steve. Yeah.
The record is 107. I think it's 107 and 86. They didn't put up the loss yesterday. 107 and 86. So today, we talked about Puddles the Duck is here.
Puddles.
Was here yesterday, the Oregon mascot. Wildcard Wednesday, mascot names.
Okay.
We got Lil Red, Herbie Husker. Do you know mascot names at universities?
No chance.
I can tell you what it goes.
You know. You're better.
I know who they were. Like.
You're better at this than you think.
464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, the final game show of this season before we start a new season tomorrow. Mascot names on a Wild Card Wednesday. You guys do not feel great about this today, sounds
not
like?
Not terrible.
Okay. We'll see you. Scott, how do you feel about mascot names in college sports?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know how good of a chance I have here, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, we heard that yesterday, and he rattled off every answer correct.
Exactly. Yes.
This is Scott.
This is Scott on the line. Scott, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for SIP for one question. As always, your first question, what school's mascot name is Sebastian the Ibis? Sebastian.
Pretty good chance we're going to pass.
The Ibis. Scott, 5 seconds.
Oh, man.
Five.
Coastal Carolina, I don't know.
That's good.
I like that guess.
So you guys are going to pass here, huh?
I'm passing.
That'd be Miami, Florida. Hurricanes, Sebastian the Ibis is their mascot. The bird. Ibis is a bird.
The Miami Hurricanes.
Yes, that's it. Hurricanes. All right. First question, 0-0 tie. What school's mascot name is Sir Henry?
No nerves for me to guess because don't guess. My...
Sir Henry, Virginia.
I like that with the Cavaliers. Guess it's not right. Do you want that one, Scott, or not?
No chance.
This is a place that where Bill coached at. Rutgers is Sir Henry.
Are you sure about that?
They got Sir Henry. I looked it up. What do you think the name of the mascot was there?
I don't know. He's just a Scarlet Knight. I don't know.
Well, he's got a name.
Scarlet Knight.
You got Herbie Husker. You got Lil Red Hurt. Sir Henry.
Didn't know that.
Back to you for the lead. Last question, Scott. What school's mascot name is Swoop the Hawk?
These are impossible.
Now, that one I should know. I'll be mad at me for this one, but I'll be mad.
Swoop,
I'll be so mad.
Swoop the Hawk. There's technically actually two schools that have this exact same name for the mascot, so you got two options here.
Oh, God.
But you got 5 seconds on Swoop.
Oh, God.
I was going to say Boston College, but they're the Eagles. That wouldn't make sense.
Okay. 5 seconds. Five.
God, I know this one. I'll be so mad, won't I, Jake? I'll be so mad.
Three. Two. One.
I'm out.
Any guess? Nothing. All right, no.
I guess something.
Well,
no, we don't have to.
You don't have to take it.
Don't take it.
No.
You're going to pass?
No,
that would be Utah was Swoop the Hawk. The last 20 years he's been the mascot at Utah. Now this is for the win.
These are really hard.
Bill's in play here. What school's mascot name is Herky the Hawk?
Herky?
It's Swoop the Hawk. The last 20 years.
I'm incredulous right now. These are...
I try to do with the easier ones, actually.
Herky?
Herky.
No, I have no
Just take a
idea.
Guess. Take any guess in the world.
I will at some point.
Make a guess.
Bowling Green.
Not Bowling Green. Do you want to pass, Scott, or take that one?
I don't have a chance. We'll go to the tiebreaker.
That'd be Iowa. Iowa. Herky the Hawk. Herky. Same as Herky.
Should've got that one.
All right, this goes to you guys, and Scott will go over
Iowa.
Under your number.
Iowa. We just overthought that.
How many Ugga dogs have there been at Georgia?
Good one. Good one.
This is for Sip Scott. And Bill. Scott, you go over and under their number.
Oh, we have to put a number on
your number.
How many Uggas have there been since when?
Since the first Ugga.
Oh, God.
And you can't tell us when the first Ugga was?
I can't. I didn't write that down.
It's really very difficult.
Because I have no idea when Ugga started. Right. I have no idea.
Could it be embarrassing or could it be not embarrassing?
Nine?
It's much higher than that.
Is it?
Yeah, they die like every 5 years.
Okay. 29?
I don't know what that means. A little lower than that, I think.
23?
So 18. Let's go 19.
19.
19 is the guess. Over under 19, Scott, for Ugga dogs.
We have no idea when they started, though.
I don't know when they started, but I'm going to guess they've been doing it for a while, so I'll go over.
Over?
Yeah.
There's been 11 Ugga dogs. The newest one was introduced last year.
Okay.
So
our guess wasn't bad.
Ugga 11. So you guys, it wasn't pretty, but you won the final game of the season.
Yeah, the guess wasn't bad.
It was not bad.
That's a great game show, though.
Thank
that
you,
was
Scott.
Fun, Jake.
Hey, you know what? We got to try new things, don't we? We got to try new things sometimes.
We should have got Ricky the Hawk.
Yeah.
We should.
You should have got a couple of those.
Yeah.
I mean,
Bill was at two of those schools. Utah and Rutgers.
Swoop was not swooping when I was there.
But you've heard of Swoop the Hawk though.
Somewhat. I have not. That was weird.
Well, we went out with a win in a low scoring game, but a win's a win. Take it.
Yeah.
The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.